America.
Welcome to the Top Tier Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Hummer. I'm here with my brother, Doug, and some close friends, Sky and Eric. How's everyone doing tonight?
We're doing great, Daniel. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Close friends. I thought they couldn't make it. That's why we invited these two.
No. So, today we're doing NFL quarterbacks. We got a legendary, elite, startable, backup, and trash is the categories. Doug, if you want to plug the other shows, go ahead.
I think I'll do that.
Don't take up too much time.
All right. Listen to Anthony Boxman and Smark, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes, 10 o'clock Eastern Time. They could be found on all podcast platforms. Listen to. They also have a show every other Saturday called the Hollywood Hangout. Times usually vary. Mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. All right, listen to us every Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, part of the Everything Unscripted Podcast Network. This upcoming Friday night, we're going to be doing a SummerSlam. Polls are already up. I think right now it's a tight race between 02 and 1990. If I have to watch 1990 this week, though, I'm probably slitting my wrist. I mean, not really, because if I slip my wrist, anyway, blood won't come out. It'll be something else. But, all right. Also, and also listen to us every Sunday here, usually 5 o'clock Eastern Time here on Blog Talk Radio for the Top Tier Podcast. Daniel, of course, will tell us what we are tiering next week. Well, it's probably Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it'll be Game of Thrones Part 2. Also, coming up, you are going to be hearing a lot of us this week, or at least a lot of me, you poor bastards, because this week, starting on Thursday, we'll be starting the Unscripted Jeopardy tournament. We got some first-round matches lined up for Thursday, 6 o'clock Eastern time here on Blog Talk Radio. It's going to be a two-hour show because we're going to have two matches. And we're also going to do one on Saturday, probably around 6 o'clock Eastern time again, and then next Sunday around 6:30 Eastern time. We'll keep everybody updated on that. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're really going to find out how stupid people are.
All right, we're good then?
I believe so.
All right, let's get into it, boys. NFL quarterbacks of all time. That's current, too, so we're going all across the board here. Eric, any questions before we get started?
No, sir.
All right. Good. We got the five tiers, legendary, elite, startable, backup, and trash. Sky, I'm going to throw it to you for the first quarterback. You ready?
Yes, sir. Let's catch it.
Buffalo's finest, Trent Edwards.
Oh.
Trent Edwards, backup.
Backup or trash?
I'll even put him in trash. I didn't even like him.
That was – he was in the mid-2000s.
He was decent. You know what I mean? He's like a good backup. I wouldn't.
He was right after Lawson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They brought him in. He came in before Fitzpatrick, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep, he did. He's like right before Fitzpatrick.
I don't even know, because the Bills were not good around that time.
No.
So
they weren't
actually
good at all. It wasn't really his fault, but it was a team effort then. But still, he didn't help.
No, because it's not his fault. I mean, he didn't really have the players around him.
So I would actually just say backup,
just because it's not his fault.
He had good receivers and good backs, so. The Bills always have good receivers and good backs.
He had like a 3-game stretch where he won, I remember. And that was it. I'm going trash.
Okay. Eric doesn't get a vote.
Eric, what do you think?
I say trash.
Okay. So is that two trash and two backup? Or do guys say trash?
He said, I think Sky said that he could go in trash.
Okay.
I'll say trash. He's trash.
All right.
It started right the fuck off.
It started off. Yeah, we were too nice last time. So, Eric, I'm going to start with you this time. Tell us about Donovan McNabb. Where would you put him? Famous Eagles quarterback.
I say elite because he still was an elite quarterback for most of his career. I think he's a borderline Hall of Famer. And I don't hate him as much as a lot of people do in the city. And I respect what he did in the city besides what he did besides the Super Bowl. Other than that, I don't have any hatred for him.
So. I mean, it's always the knock that he didn't win, but he took him to the Super Bowl. He's not legendary. And I do think he does deserve Hall of Fame, though. So
why isn't he in the Hall yet? I mean, he's been out of the league for over 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot
Has he never gotten a nod?
Not yet.
There's a lot of
Not yet.
Well,
there's
a lot
of controversy.
People say he hasn't won a Super Bowl, he doesn't deserve it.
Well, neither is Philip Rivers,
there's
you can almost guarantee that Philip Rivers is going in the Hall.
There's a lot of people in front of Donovan McNabb. He'll make it in.
Yeah.
But he's in line.
He was good in college in Syracuse.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
I elite sounds good to me. I wouldn't say like startable. Like I'd say he was a good quarterback. So
here's the thing.
Because
he played for three teams. Okay. The best team he played for was the first team he played for, which is the Eagles.
Yes.
When he got to Washington, he didn't mesh well with Mike Shanahan.
No, I forgot he even played in Washington.
Yeah. He didn't mesh well with Shanahan, so that marriage did not work.
No.
And then when he got to Minnesota, it was just he was done. But he didn't want to quit playing. He felt like he still had game left, but when he got to Minnesota, it was just, his career was pretty much dwindling down.
Yeah.
But you cannot discount what he did for the Eagles.
No.
And if you try, there's going to be a bunch of Eagles fans wanting to fucking kill you.
Yeah.
So, but I'm going to say elite just because of what he did for that team and the longevity he had for that team.
Sounds good. What do you think, Scott?
I'm going to say elite as well because he was the only quarterback that brought a change to Philly, I thought. Well, and now Wentz, but.
I might start just writing last names so we don't run out of paper. All right. You brought him up, Doug. Tell us a little bit about Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers is somebody that he's a really good quarterback and he's a very accurate quarterback. Unfortunately, the Chargers have been hit or miss for, God, he's been part of that team, I think, since 04, right? Or he got drafted in 04?
Yeah.
He got drafted in 04, and I think he took over in 05, right, Eric?
From Breeze, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Breeze. He was traded for Eli with the Eli trade.
He's not playing for him this season.
Right, he's playing for the Colts now, and I like the Colts' chances with him because I think he's the quarterback they need, and he needed a change.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with that. But, like, with the issue with him
– He doesn't have the proper mechanics to throw the football?
You don't think so?
He throws it like an idiot.
Well, sometimes I think the guy is way too wired.
He's fucking
hilarious.
He's
way too predictable.
As a person,
I
like him. I mean, the guy's got – he's got 9 kids.
Yeah.
He's got enough cum in him to shampoo a buffalo.
He's definitely good at
scoring
touchdowns.
Yeah, maybe he should worry about throwing the football instead of fucking.
He's too busy celebrating.
But see, personally, I like Philip Rivers – But I think the issue with him not really winning the big one, unless you call putting it in anyway,
watch a video of him throwing the football, and you'd be like, what is this guy doing?
So where are you putting him, Sky? It sounds like you think he's trash.
Back up.
You'd say Philip Rivers
is a backup. He's like one of those guys that could go in there and maybe make a play. Make something happen out of nothing.
I'm going to start
the football like an idiot. And I feel like defenses easily pick him off.
That's a fair point. I'm going startable because he has had some good seasons with the Chargers. He's never really fully gotten together, so I can't put him in elite.
He's never had a good season. Every season he's had good yards. He's had high turnover.
2006, they had a 14-2 season.
Yeah, didn't they just win 11 games a couple years ago?
Yeah, they won 11 games a couple. He was with the Chargers, 14 years?
Yeah.
I think they only missed the playoffs 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
And guess what? Those seasons, they had elite running backs. Elite running backs.
Danny Woodhead, the elite running back?
Well, no. LaDainian Tomlinson really did a lot for him.
Gordon.
Yes.
Yeah, and he just skipped town, too.
Melvin Gordon.
And he also had probably the greatest tight end to ever play the game, in my opinion.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we can argue about Philip Rivers for the next 45 minutes, and we can only end up tiering 3 quarterbacks.
Well, where would you put him?
I'm just going to say, just because sometimes, yes, it is hit or miss with him, I'm going to say startable. Only because he has had success. Issue is
so
that...
So Daniel said trash?
No, Daniel and I said startable.
I agree with the brother.
I say, he's startable. Okay, so...
All right, startable. That's where we're putting him.
I mean, because that's what he is. Like he's not elite. I agree with that. He hasn't had... He's had some success, but he hasn't had the amount of success.
I don't even think he should ever start it.
Well, Sky isn't a Rivers
fan. The dude's a good backup. He can teach the plays.
Well, certainly.
I mean, you never know. I mean, provided that football actually does go a full season or whatever, he can end up sucking, and they could end up telling Jacoby Brissett, all right, yeah, you're in.
All right,
he's trash, too.
Let's do Jacoby while we're talking about him. I would say a backup. I would not say trash. He did okay. Thanks for the call.
The Bills dumped on him.
That's one game. But he wasn't good when they put him in for the Patriots.
No, when they put him in for the Patriots, he sucked. But here's the thing. He got thrown into a situation that he was not ready for.
No.
Now, they did not make the playoffs, but they still went 8-8. So I'm going to say I can't put him in trash. I will say he's a good backup, though.
Sky's going trash.
Agree.
We're going backup. What do you think, Eric?
Backup.
Okay. We're set. Next up. Another guy who, kind of an anomaly, Vince Young.
He was a Titans quarterback, right?
Yeah. He had some success for the Titans. Took them to the playoffs a couple times. Played for the Bills as a backup. He even came to Philly once, Eric.
Yep. He fired the dream team.
That ended up not being a dream team.
Exactly. So I'm going to say backup.
I liked him. I thought he was pretty good, but I would say backup as well.
I'll say backup too, because again, he may have had success with the Titans, but just because you have success with one team, and there's a couple of quarterbacks that I think we should talk about. I mean, I could say say one quarterback's name, and we could do him next because this is a perfect example.
Okay.
All right. And the perfect example of that would be Joe Flacco.
Okay.
You know, some quarterbacks do well with one team, but they suck with another.
Yeah.
We talked about it earlier with McNabb.
Yeah. Well, that's, they know their system, and so that's fair.
Yeah.
Sky, where would you put Vince Young?
I don't really know much. I mean, I know him, but I didn't really watch him play that much, so I'd say backup.
Okay. All right, get into Flacco then, Doug.
Here's a guy that gets dumped on an awful lot.
He sucks.
Trash.
But he won a Super Bowl.
That's fine.
All right? He's got
defense
a Super Bowl ring.
Defenses win Super Bowls.
Yeah, I would win a Super Bowl if I had Ray Lewis, too.
Right.
Ray Lewis was in the last year of his career.
And he was still great.
Okay.
Dude's still an animal.
Point
he
is,
played five
it
more
doesn't
years.
Matter how shitty. Joe Flacco still won a Super Bowl. He was the Super Bowl MVP, by the way.
I would put him as starter.
Okay. But the issue is now is that as because he's getting older, he had a knee injury, now he's got a neck injury. He's not as good as he once was.
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to the Jets, you know, if he has to step in for Sam Darnold, whether Darnold ends up getting mono or ends up seeing ghosts again or whatever the fuck, and Joe Flacco steps in again, Joe Flacco is going to hope he's going to basically be like, look, he may not be as good as he once was, but he's hoping he's as good once as he ever was. I just quoted a Toby Keith song.
Yeah.
Well, that's also to kind of plug the fact that Toby Keith's a category for Jeopardy, but cheap plug. But with Joe Flacco still has a lot more to prove because, yes, he's got the one Super Bowl ring, but people think he sucks now.
Well, I don't think he's got much. I think it's just almost over. I think it's done. He came in. He did what he did for the Ravens. I think for that organization, he's one of the best quarterbacks they've ever had.
Yeah.
But I'd still put him in startable. I don't think Joe Flacco is elite.
No, he's not elite whatsoever, but he's definitely – he's better than trash. He's better than backup. He's borderline,
in my
opinion. Borderline. Like, he's at the top of, like, the startable.
Yeah. I would put him on the same level as Phillip Rivers, even with the Super Bowl, to be honest.
Yep. Yep. Me too. Same thing with Eli. I'd put Eli in the same boat.
Yeah, fuck you. We'll get to him later. And that's not going to be where it's going. It's my damn show.
Well, you got to get Eric's opinion on Flacco, don't we?
Yeah.
I thought he said something at the beginning.
He's
what's
startable.
Up, startable? Okay.
Startable.
That's what I was thinking, too. Now, let's go back a little bit. Let's talk about one of the great legends to ever play the game. Joe Namath.
How is he not dead?
Legendary.
He's still drinking.
But you can tell how much fucking plastic surgery he has had done.
Yeah.
He is legendary. Obviously, he's the best quarterback the Jets ever had.
Didn't he take him to a Super Bowl?
Yeah. I mean, it was back in 19, frozen death. But, yeah, I mean, he took them to a Super Bowl. He guaranteed the win. They won. I mean, I hate the Jets, but I'll put them in legendary.
Yeah, I mean, Namath's a legendary quarterback, in my opinion.
I think it's legendary the fact that he's not dead yet. I mean, the guy's 100 years old.
Eric, you said legendary, right?
Yeah.
All right. Sky?
Legendary.
Okay. Now let's talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
This podcast needs a little Jesus, so let's give it some Jesus. What do you think about Tim Tebow?
Oh fucking
Tim Tebow.
The good old
gosh.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Great college quarterback. Trash NFL quarterback.
Now,
and I love
actually,
Tim Tebow.
the greatest fucking running back there ever
was.
He, you know, here's the thing with him. He didn't like throwing the ball. He had that system. It's the same system almost that Lamar Jackson runs.
Yeah, but Lamar Jackson's got an arm. You can't take that away from him.
No, you can't do that. But Tim Tebow was doing what Lamar Jackson does, you know, back, what, 7, 8 years ago?
Yeah, but Tim also didn't have the necessary footwork sometimes and actual mechanics like what Sky was saying about Phillip Rivers. That almost applies to Tebow more.
Oh, he didn't have natural footwork. He's white.
Okay. Can't do that. But Tim Tebow...
We're not live. Right? Oh, yeah, we are.
All right. Tim Tebow didn't really have the greatest mechanics. He would get lucky plays, like the slant play on the Steelers or something like that. I would not mind having Tim Tebow as a backup on my team because he did take the Broncos to the playoffs.
And they won a game.
Yeah.
I mean, but John Elway knew that he was just that was a short-term solution.
Yeah.
Because they got in the playoffs, what, 8-8, 9-7?
Yeah.
Something like that. And they shocked the Steelers. The Steelers did not see that coming. So it was a shock to them. But then, what the fuck? But then, of course, you know, Elway knew it was a short-term solution. So, yeah, I would put him at backup because he wasn't trash. He won them a playoff game.
He just couldn't throw the ball, but the running shit worked.
Yeah, it works for Lamar Jackson. I mean, Lamar Jackson has a good arm on him, too.
Yeah, he can throw. Scott, what do you think?
I put him at backup. I actually watched Tebow hit a home run.
Oh, yeah, he's a baseballer, too. Scott.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Not Scott, he already won. Eric.
Yes. I said trash at first, but I'll agree with you guys being backup. You guys made a good point.
All right, next.
All right. Let's talk about one of the greatest to ever do it. Eli Manning,
trash.
One of the greatest New York Giants of all time, 2-time Super Bowl MVP, the defender of the universe,
who had issues his last 4 seasons.
He defeated Tom Brady twice in the big.
But here's
the big game.
But here's the thing. There's like two different stories to Eli Manning's career. There's the beginning where he was. He was actually really good. And they had he has the 2 Super Bowl rings. I'm not going to take that away from him. But then there's the
Odell
second half of his career where he was not that good.
Yeah, I mean, he did okay when Odell first got there and stuff, and they went to the playoffs.
No, he ruined it. Odell's trash.
Odell Beckham is trash?
Unpopular opinion, but yeah.
Yeah, it is. Stupid opinion. But
I can't fucking stand him either, so.
Stats don't lie, Daniel.
Yeah, that's why it's a stupid opinion. But Eli, I'm going elite. I know he's not legendary, but 2-time Super Bowl MVP, you can't really deny that.
No, and that's like, I to be honest with you, I actually think that kind of overshadows all the bad in his career is the fact that he beat Tom Brady twice.
And off that undefeated season that the Patriots had.
Right. They had no fucking shot. Like, everybody thought, all right, well, I mean, both times. Here's the issue. Both times, in both seasons that the Giants won the Super Bowl, everybody said the Packers are the only team that could stop these Patriot fuckers.
Yeah.
Okay. And Brett Favre obviously led the team in 07.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers obviously in 2011. But it was like, but the Giants, they got past the Packers, you know, two there. So they basically proved, okay, because now everybody's just like, all right, well, the Patriots are going to fuck the Giants up because the Packers were our only hope of beating these assholes.
Yeah.
Eli proved him wrong. And he's a two-time – he won the MVP twice in the Super Bowl.
And didn't the first season – didn't they go like 8-8 or something like crazy like that, maybe 9-7?
Yeah, they didn't win the division.
No. They got a wild card and they won the Super Bowl.
Well, and that was the same thing in 2011. They were the sixth seed in 11 too.
Yeah. So it's got to say something. To me, he's elite.
Yeah. Well, and even though, too, like, I kind of misspoke a little bit. The game when they beat the Packers, that was a divisional in 2011. But the Packers were the number one seed. They were hot. They were cooking on all cylinders. The Giants shocked the shit out of them.
Yeah.
And then they beat the 49ers by the skin of their teeth, but still, they got past them. Because that was another team that was like, okay, well, if the 49ers, if the Packers can't get to them, we want the 49ers to, because the 49ers will beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. So I'm going to say, just for what Eli was able to do and the fact that he did prove people wrong, I think Eli's elite.
Eric?
Definitely elite.
Sky, I know you said trash, but you got outvoted.
He's talking. Nah, I don't know. I would have put him at starter realistically, but he's one of those overrated guys.
Hi, we disagree, but that's all right.
Him and Odell both, dude.
All right, what do you think about Steve Young?
All right, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Legendary.
I mean, he's the man that took over for Joe Montana, and he won a Super Bowl.
The man.
He won. Well, here's the thing, though. He could never really live up to Joe Montana's legacy.
No, but he still won a fucking Super Bowl. He did it. He did it without him. He proved that. He proved himself.
He proved himself. Yes, he did prove himself. And to be honest with you, he should have taken him to a couple of Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and correct me if I'm wrong, but up to that point, weren't they in the AFC Championship or the NFC Championship game like 3 or 4 years in a row up to that point, or at least 4 of the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Because in the 90 season, I think, which was Steve Young's actually the first season taking over for Montana, right?
Yeah.
They lost to the Giants, although everybody thought that it was going to be the Bills and the Niners in the Super Bowl. God, that would have been great to see. But, and then I think in 90, I don't think they made it to the championship in 91, but I think they lost to the Cowboys 2 years in a row, and then they finally beat the Cowboys. So 3 years in a row, they faced the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game, won one of them.
Yeah.
But he had at that point, Steve Young had the talent on the team to take them to as many Super Bowls as Joe Montana did.
Yeah.
Just unfortunately, they fought better. Not fought. Why do I keep thinking we're on a fucking wrestling show? They went against better teams.
Where would you put them?
I'll say legendary just because he had the talent and he was a talented quarterback himself. I mean, I don't think anybody thought they were going to win that Super Bowl that they did, because everybody's just like, oh, the Chargers are the Chargers are the story of the season, and nobody thought they were going to get there. So, you know, it's their time. It's their time. 49 to fucking 25 or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
The 49ers beat the shit out of them.
Yeah. And he was one of those first quarterbacks to really introduce scrambling, too. He was a very good scrambler for that time.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
definitely.
The West Coast system. He was very different from Joe Montana.
And also, too, and this is where you got to give him a lot of credit, he knew when to get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, after the concussions he's had, because I think he retired after 9. He's just like, okay, I've had my 9th concussion. I'm out.
All right. Exactly. Sky, what do you say?
Put him at elite.
All right. He's going to legendary.
Good to know.
Good to know.
Up next, another one of the greatest to ever play the game. Doug, we'll start with you on this one. Jamarcus Russell.
Oi. Trash.
Legendary. Fuck you.
Startable, no. Back up.
Have you heard the story about the tape film that Oakland didn't think that he was watching tape, so they gave him blank tapes to take home and study, and then he came back the next day and said he studied the blitz package? That's how lazy this motherfucker was. Yeah, he said he
had
studied the blitz package. It was a blank tape. He didn't even watch it. He had the talent, but he held up Oakland for a bunch of money, got there, didn't do much, got fat, visited the fucking drive-thru way too much. As a starting quarterback, he was 320 pounds.
Wow.
He weighs more than me. And he was a starting
quarterback.
He was a
big guy.
He's trash.
Yeah, trash.
Sky?
Trash.
Patrick Mahomes. Go ahead, Eric.
Elite. Is he on the
legendary
status? Yeah.
Legendary.
He's not at legendary yet because he's still young.
Yeah,
everyone keeps saying that, but he's going to get there.
He's going to get there, and let's revisit. We can revisit this list in 5 years and put him in legendary if we have to.
Yeah.
I feel like his longevity might get cut short.
One.
By potential
How many
injury.
Super Bowls have Pat Mahomes won?
One.
There you go. Pat Mahomes has been doing it for a very short time, and every year he gets better and better. And he just won a Super Bowl. So how he's just going to keep winning Super Bowls.
Right. And here's the thing. He can build the dynasty that Tom Brady did.
Yeah.
As long as they keep a good enough team around him, he's going to have at least 3, 4, maybe 5 more rings.
Yeah.
So he's borderline legend. He's in on the border between legendary and elite.
No, he's not. He's a legend.
Okay.
I agree, Doug.
Doug says elite, Eric says elite, me and Sky are going legend, so we'll put him on the borderline.
That's why I said put him on the borderline.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, Alex Smith, the guy he took over for.
This guy got fucked over a couple of times.
He's broke his fucking legs. They told him to go break a leg out there. That's not what they meant.
Here's the thing. He was the one that was – if they had kept him at quarterback instead of putting that other jackass of in for San Francisco, I almost guarantee you Baltimore would not have won the Super Bowl. San Francisco would have.
Who? Who did they put in?
Kaepernick.
Uh-oh.
Kaepernick was on fire that season. That's the best season he's ever played the game.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there was no distraction.
I love
I mean, he
season.
Had a good season, though, in 2013.
Yeah, but
he was just good. It was just Seattle was better.
Yeah.
Okay?
He played really good.
Right. But
he's another Tim Tebow type of player, though.
Yeah. But in the case of Alex Smith, unfortunately, as time went on, Alex Smith was never going to win a Super Bowl. His best shot would have been if San Francisco would have kept him.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he had more to prove. So with Washington, he was winning games. I mean, they were 6-3 at one point. And then fucking Jadeveon Clowney had to break his fucking leg.
Beast.
All right.
Clowney. He's a beast.
I don't even know if it was Clowney that tackled him, but Clowney's done worse to a lot more, so.
Yeah. He's So where are you putting him?
Alex Smith?
Yeah.
I'm putting him on elite just because he's good enough to get you to the playoffs.
I can't commit to that.
Did a dude win a Super Bowl?
No. He never won a Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't even have a ring.
No. He's never been to a Super Bowl. No, because they traded him.
Yeah.
He's only been to the playoffs a couple times.
He's been to the playoffs more than a couple times.
Pat Mahomes in Kansas
Honestly,
City.
Honestly, San Francisco was always that hit or miss team. They were either the top of the division or the very bottom.
Patrick Mahomes has proven in Kansas City that all they needed was a little better of a quarterback. Because Alex Smith had a similar tight team but could not get it done. And there was they went to the playoffs and they had those really great seasons.
And Pat Mahomes elevated it. And you're going to put him at the same level as Pat Mahomes? No way.
So I would have to go startable.
I'd have to
go startable.
He's a good startable guy.
He can get it done, but
Eli Manning.
Well, yeah, except he's not the greatest to ever play the game, but they have other.
Except
players.
He didn't get lucky, you know. Right place at the right time.
Yeah, you get lucky twice against the same team. You're right. You're fucking.
I mean,
smoked.
That's how fucking it works, dude.
All right, next quarterback. The man who passed the cowl to Tom Brady. Get into it, though. Drew Bledsoe.
He passed Simon Cowell to Tom Brady? You said passed the cowl, not the towel.
The cowl is what that means, like the cape and cowl.
Oh.
Like it's passing the torch.
Oh, okay.
People who actually know the English language know that. Way to try to make me look dumb, though.
Yeah.
I can look it up right now.
I'll take your word for it because, you know, well, that's what happened.
Passing the towel is not even a phrase.
I know. Yeah, what do you expect? I went through the fifth grade 5 times. Jesus Christ. I just graduated there last year.
What do you think of Drew Bledsoe?
He got the Patriots to a Super Bowl. But he did not do jack shit for Buffalo or Dallas.
He didn't win that Super Bowl either, did he?
No. He didn't do jack shit for Buffalo or Dallas. So that kind of proves the point of you're good for one team, but you're not good for another.
Yeah.
I like Drew Bledsoe, though.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say startable.
I'm going to agree. Because unfortunately, no matter how good he was, he came to the Bills. He was great for the first half of the Bills. Unfortunately, he's always going to be known as the guy before Tom Brady.
Yeah.
And then Tom Brady made the Patriots what they are. And he's the quarterback to play before that. But that's just the way it goes. So I'm going startable, too. I heard Sky say backup. What do you think, Eric?
I was actually going to say elite. Because I think he was actually a pretty good quarterback before Tom Brady. He was one of the top quarterbacks in the league.
All right, you can go elite. That'll
more so coach. Coaching that was winning them games.
Belichick wasn't even there yet.
He was there when Brady and Bledsoe were there.
Well, yeah, like towards the end, but Belichick didn't take him to that Super Bowl, right? That wasn't
no,
Belichick
was there
for
the Super Bowl.
I think
Bledsoe?
He did. Yeah,
no,
I
it's
think
Bill Parcells.
Not the Super Bowl that Bledsoe led him to.
Yeah, that's what I mean. When
that was Bill. That was Bill Parcells.
Right. Still a great coach, though.
Bill
so you
Belichick
are right.
has not been in. He's been in New England for 20 years now, for 24.
Okay. So that'll put him in startable then, because we're all across the board here. All right.
Yep.
All right. We're not going to get political here because that's not what this show does. What do you
Although
guys?
We've tried.
Colin Kaepernick. As a football player.
First two seasons he had really good. When he took over for Alex Smith, yes, I will agree. Even though I think that they would have probably won the Super Bowl with Alex Smith, he did good when he took over. And then that next season, when he took him to the NFC Championship game, he did good again. But then he started to slide, and then unfortunately he became distracted. And the distractions cost him.
Yeah.
But as a player, I'm going to say startable.
I'm going to have to agree with Scott.
He kind of throws the football weird. He's another one.
Yeah, here we go.
That's why he's not on a team right now.
What do you think, Eric?
He's borderline startable and borderline back. He's like,
yeah,
a reliable starter.
I agree. What do you think,
Doug?
What about a borderline?
He could potentially get there. There's not enough tape on him.
Backup and startable?
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. And Sky said he's not on a team right now. That's not his fault. It's just, unfortunately, people are too afraid to sign him.
It's a number of things.
They're too afraid to sign him. They're too afraid to sign him. And it's a political deal. It's political bullshit.
That we're not getting.
I know a lot of.
No, I'm going to say, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm not going to say whose fault it is. I'm just saying political bullshit. That's all it is.
Right.
No. Because there's been numerous players like Allen Iverson who didn't lose their jobs over stupid politics. If you're good, you're good. If you're not, you're not.
All right. We're moving on.
You let your game speak.
Legendary.
Sky, what do you think of Brett Favre?
I think he's an elite.
Elite?
Yeah.
That's fair.
Doug?
I think he's legendary, but I think towards the end he wanted to win more Super Bowl rings. That's why he didn't want to retire.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Green Bay felt like they had to move on. But he was not. He wanted another ring on the finger before he left. And you can't really blame him.
Yeah.
Going to the Jets was stupid.
He took him to the playoffs, right?
No.
Oh, he almost did. They had a really good beginning season, right?
Yeah.
And then they just fucked.
Yeah, they were just like. And then he went to the Vikings. He had that really good 13-3 season. They probably should have gone to that Super Bowl and not the Saints. But, you know, it was a good thing for the Saints to do. I'm going to say Brett Favre.
Yeah,
he's a legendary quarterback. He might be considered a baby for how he left Green Bay. But, I mean, to be honest with you, now the shoe's on the other fucking foot because they're going to deal with the same thing with Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with these guys and say legendary.
And remember, he started like over 100 plus games straight. He never missed a game. Never missed a start.
Yeah, so did Eli, but we said he was shitty.
I think he was elite.
Well, other people said he was shitty.
Sky.
Yeah.
Fuck Sky. Sky, do you know who Ryan Leaf is?
People and their participation trophies nowadays.
Just answer the question about Ryan Leaf, you pussy.
Quit being Tim Allen.
Good job, you're... Good job, Eli. You were on the team.
He won him two Super Bowl. Do you know who Ryan
Good
Leaf
job,
is?
Good job, Eli.
Ryan Leaf.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, that tells you all you need to know. Got drafted number two, right? Number one in that draft was Peyton Manning.
Right.
Number two was Ryan Leaf.
Yeah.
Both suggest, a lot of people said Ryan Leaf was the better quarterback.
Right.
What do you say, Doug?
I think he was the better jailbird.
Yeah, he did go to jail.
Yeah. No, he wasn't good. I mean, trash.
Yeah. He was a partier. He's a dick.
Yeah.
He's a drug.
He's a Johnny Manziel.
Well, let's go to him. We're
he's
all
a
fucking trash, right?
Yeah, he had the talent, but he was a hothead.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about Johnny Manziel.
Ooh.
Johnny Football, Johnny Clipboard.
One of the most exciting college players to play the game. But
yeah,
this
he got here.
This isn't a college list.
No.
This is an NFL list.
Trash.
It's trash.
Absolutely trash. And there was a below trash, and he should be below trash.
he was an undersized quarterback.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about a good undersized quarterback. Doug Flutie. That's another guy that couldn't see over the line, but he still got his shit done.
Flutie Flakes.
That's right. Elite? Okay, Doug.
I like Doug Flutie, and I liked what he did for the city of Buffalo.
Yeah.
Because he was going to be the second coming almost of Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
He was going to do what Jim Kelly was not able to do. Unfortunately, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
And it sucked.
He took him to the playoffs, all right.
Yeah, and then we got fucked over by Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think there was a Tennessee game. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we got, you know, but the thing with Doug Flutie is, yeah, he was a really good quarterback. I mean, the issue was, though, I think, was his age.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to say that for what he was able to do, I'll say elite.
I'm going to elite on Flutie. What do you think, Eric?
I'll say elite. He did a lot for Buffalo.
Okay. All right, guys. We are getting towards the end like we usually do, so we will get into a little bit of a speed round. There will be a part two at some point later down the road. But we're going to start the speed round. I'm just going to start random off names. You guys just tell what tier you want to put it in, all right?
All right.
Baker Mayfield.
Back up.
Lamar Jackson.
Elite
right now. He'll be legendary soon.
I don't know. He's going to get his block knocked off. This isn't college.
The guy that shocked the system by beating him, Ryan Tannehill.
People's lives end. This week,
Ryan Tannehill was the biggest success story out of this last
Tannehill
season.
I felt so good for Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah.
I mean, he's nothing more than startable, but felt good for him.
But it was nice seeing him do something.
Yeah.
Almost beat.
It's like when you see Fitzpatrick have a good game, you feel good for him.
Yeah. Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
How does this motherfucker keep getting work?
Well, sometimes he can play once every couple of years. He plays like the best to ever do it.
Here's the funny thing about him, and I'm going to make this very brief because this is a speed round.
Yeah.
When he went to Tampa and had that 3 or 4 game run that he had with Tampa, there were two people that could not figure out why the fuck he was given a starting job. Colin Cowherd from Fox Sports, from FS1.
Yeah.
And Daniel, yours and mine father.
Really?
Or our father. Those were two people that could not figure out why this fucker still had work. And those were two people that actually, in the same sentence, well, not in the same sentence, they weren't together, but in the same day, both admitted they were wrong. Cowherd admitted it on his show, and Dad said to me, he goes, I guess I was wrong about the guy.
Okay.
As far as where he would rank backup.
What'd you guys say?
I think started.
Oh, I guess he's going on that borderline with Cap for Nick Lamb.
I mean, good for him, though. Good for him, though, that he keeps finding work, because that –
Yeah.
But I don't understand it.
He's something else. But Peyton Manning.
Legendary.
I'm going to say legendary. I mean, Clintus would be the one that would be on here saying that he was he's a choke artist.
He put the cherry on the top. He put the cherry on the top at the end of his career.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He went out on top.
Right, and here's the thing, and it was brought up the other day. Had Brock Osweiler started those playoff games, they wouldn't have made it to the Super Bowl.
You think so? I don't know, though. I think you could have plugged
any quarterback.
The defense was
great.
That was a great defense.
Oh, yeah, the defense is what won the game, or won the championship, obviously.
All right. Next up.
Yep. Typical Manning brother move right there.
Fuck you. Next up, Brady Quinn.
Oh, I know. I'm just joking. Trash.
Okay.
Dumpster fire. There you go.
We're going to save the other Brady for next episode. But RG3.
All the
go ahead, Doug.
In the world.
Back up.
Back up.
Yeah, that was the thing. He had that one good season, and unfortunately, you know, it was an ACL injury that, you know.
It's a big boy league.
You could almost say it ended his – well, not ended his career. He's still playing.
It derailed
it,
though.
Yeah.
Basically, it's a big boy league, and you can't be just running all over the place if you're the quarterback.
Yeah, you're going to get hurt. I think a lot of people end up realizing that.
It's time for Lamar Jackson to adapt and become more of the pocket passer, I feel, which he could become. He's got the potential.
That's true. Phil Sims.
Trash.
I mean,
how is he trash? He beat the Bills.
That wasn't him. That was
Tim Hostile. I don't know who he is.
Oh, that's true. He was. Didn't he start the first half of the game, though?
No, he was injured.
Okay.
That's why the Bills were such a heavy favorite to win the fucking thing.
Because the backup,
because the backup was playing, so they're just like, all right, well, we got Hostetler, ain't worth shit.
Sims won a Super Bowl too, though, right?
Yeah, the year
was it?
No,
year
not
prior?
The year. 2 years prior.
Okay.
Or it was years prior, but yeah, and no, they won it in the mid-'80s, mid to late-'80s. Here's the thing. He was a great New York Giants quarterback.
Yes.
In the beginning. Towards the end, but he knew when to hang it up.
Yeah.
He hung it up at 37.
Yeah.
I'm going to say elite.
I'm going legendary.
I'll disagree with you guys.
Okay. What are you saying? All right, fuck Sky. What do you say, Eric?
I said
I was going to agree with you guys.
Oh, I thought you said disagree.
Oh.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, we'll put him in elite. All right. Everyone pick a quarterback, and then we'll finish. You go first, Doug.
Oh, I got to pick a shitty one.
Okay.
Andy Dalton.
I would actually
startable.
Put him at startable.
I'd have to put
him
in startable, too.
Bad
like
team.
Start, like, yes, the Bengals were trash, but this
it's not his fault, though. And here's the thing. I like Andy Dalton. He's one of my favorite quarterbacks in the fucking league.
Really?
Okay. And the fact, how funny is it going to be if Dak is ass?
Yeah.
This season, and they put Dalton in, and they fucking go on a winning streak with Andy Dalton, and
yeah.
Dalton gets them to a fucking Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In the year where Dak's
Sam
trying
Doug.
To get
Sam
how
Doug, get
fucking funny would that be?
Yeah.
It's
get
not possible, but that would be funny. I'll say startable.
Okay. Who do you got, Eric?
Why not? Let's go. Doug already mentioned him. That Prescott. I hate the Cowboys. I hate him, but I think it's startable.
I'm a huge Dak Prescott fan.
Get the fuck out of this house.
I don't like the Cowboys,
yeah,
but I like
right?
Dak because I like how he plays.
Okay.
okay?
Nah,
but unfortunately, he's not as good as, you know, he was in that in his first season. Because with the talent he had last year, they should have beat the Eagles. They should have won the fucking division.
Yeah.
But they didn't. Startable.
All right, Sky, pick any quarterback.
You know who we're going with. Mr. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is a startable quarterback right now.
Right now, startable.
But at one point, he will be elite.
He is right now. He is what the Bills needed. And, I mean, he's breathed new life into this Buffalo team. Him and the coach, Sean McDermott.
Yeah.
Sean McDermott may not be the coach that Marv Levy was.
Yeah.
But he's getting there. And, like, if they can build a team, like the team that the Bills had in those Super Bowls, but obviously better so we can fucking win one.
Yeah.
Then Buffalo will be a proud city once again.
Yeah. All right. Well, where would you put him, Sky?
Oh.
I would say we made it.
Okay. Startable.
How about you, Daniel?
I'd say startable, too.
I don't know. Who's your quarterback?
I've been listening to him the whole night, but I'll do one more. Carson Palmer.
Startable. He was pretty good first half of his career.
He was great in Cincinnati.
He was great in Cincinnati, but then the leg injury.
Yeah.
And then he didn't want to leave. All right, and then – or no, or did he want to leave and they forced him or
– Yeah, something like that.
Or no, they wanted
to Arizona.
Yeah. Or if he wanted out or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
He went to Oakland, it didn't work. Went to Tennessee, it didn't work.
Kind of worked in
Arizona.
Arizona,
didn't he?
Arizona wasn't
yeah.
a kind. Mm-hmm. Arizona was, had he not broken his leg during or like at the end of that one season, they probably would have made the Super Bowl run that Seattle did. Because I think that was the season that Seattle repeated.
Yeah.
Arizona should have went.
Yeah, he was really good there.
Yeah. So I'm going to, well, I like Carson Palmer, so just to be a dick, I'm going to say elite.
I'm going elite for Carson, too.
I'm going to say elite.
How are you going to put Carson in elite and not put Josh Allen there?
He's had an 8-plus year career.
Josh Allen's only played, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
So did Josh Allen.
Josh Allen only played 3 years.
Didn't have 8-plus. Yeah, he has only been there 3 years. But, yeah, we'll put Carson in elite. We'll put him on the borderline of startable and elite. And that is going to conclude our list. Part one of our NFL quarterbacks tier list. Doug, I'll let you read off the list or try to.
It can't be any worse than my handwriting.
And then we'll go home.
All right. In legendary, we have Joe Namath, Steve Young, Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, and Pat Mahomes is on the borderline. In elite, we have Donovan McNabb. Eli Manning, Doug Flutie, Lamar Jackson, Phil Simms, Carson Palmer. Of course, Carson being on the borderline. In startable, we have Philip Rivers, Joe Flacco, Alex Smith, Drew Bledsoe, Ryan Tannehill, Andy Dalton, Dak Prescott, Josh Allen. On the borderline, we have Colin Kaepernick and Ryan Fitzpatrick. We're going to get our asses ripped. For backup, we have Jacoby Brissett, Vince Young, Tim Tebow, Baker Mayfield, RG3. In trash, we have Trent Edwards, Jamarcus Russell, Ryan Leaf, Johnny Manziel, Brady Quinn.
All right, guys, that concludes our NFL tier list. NFL quarterback tier list. There will be a part two at some point. Next week is part two of the Game of Thrones tier list. Eric,
Doug,
thank you, guys.
All right, yep. Thanks a lot.
Bye, Doug. Bye, Danny.
Clint has missed out on the booking.